President Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are still trying to line up enough votes to pass the Republican health care plan ahead of tonight's vote. To win over conservatives, Republicans are considering repealing mandatory coverage of essential health benefits such as maternity care and emergency services. Joining us now is Pennsylvania Congressman Lou Barletta, a Republican who swung yesterday from a no vote to a yes after a promise that people in the U.S. illegally would not be able to qualify for tax credits to offset the cost of insurance. And Congressman, that swung you to yes, but aren't you worried that 24 million people, according to the Congressional Budget Office, will lose their health insurance because of this bill?
Well, most Americans would agree that illegal immigrants shouldn't be getting tax credits. You know, there were so many Americans, 20 million Americans, who said they didn't want any part of the Affordable Care Act anymore. However, at the same time, I think it's reasonable for anyone to consider that we should be verifying a Social Security number before we give a tax credit.
But are you worried about all the people that are supposedly going to lose health insurance under this plan?
Well, you know, I'm not so certain. I don't think anyone's certain how many people are going to lose health insurance under the plan. Are we concerned with how many people got an insurance card under Obamacare and couldn't use it? And then add the millions of people who were able to use their health care prior to Obamacare and no longer could afford their deductibles or their premiums. So I think it's unfair to, you know, to just look at one segment of the population and believe that Obamacare actually helped all of those people, because I had many people in my district who were under Obamacare who told me it didn't do them any good anyway because they couldn't afford the out-of-pocket cost to go to the doctor.
Well, let me ask you about another issue that's come up. Now, you're not a member of the Freedom Caucus, but they apparently won a promise last night that would repeal the requirement in Obamacare that insurance must cover essential benefits such as outpatient care, emergency services, pregnancy, maternity and newborn care, mental health and substance abuse treatment, lab tests. Would you be okay with that if they removed that requirement for insurers?
Well, and again, this is a moving target right now as we speak. You know, there are negotiations going on that some members want in. There are other parts of the bill that will maybe changed or come out. So I don't think there's any member who, at this point, until we see what the final version of this bill is, could really come to a conclusion on whether or not you're going to support what that final bill looks like. You know, that might be something that, you know, I object to, but there may be other things that are happening as we speak again that will change the bill. So we have to wait to see what the final version of this bill will look like, because it may be much different than what it looked like when I said that I would vote yes.
So are you saying that you do object to removing the list of essential health benefits?
I'm saying I have concerns with that. You know, I have concerns with that, certainly. But again, you know, we're going to wait to see what the final bill looks like and whether or not it's something that I could live with. Listen, we can't leave the American people under Obamacare. So whatever we end up doing will be better for the American people than what they have as a whole. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't move from good to great by making changes, again, to things that aren't working, that maybe can work better. To get this exactly right, where everyone is satisfied in the country, is next to impossible.
But are you worried about the idea of this being rushed through? Because if you're saying changes are still being made and people are talking about a vote tonight, isn't that just what Republicans complained about with Democrats doing with the Affordable Care Act?
All right. Jeremy, I don't think you can compare what the Democrats did with Obamacare to what we've been done. Nancy Pelosi herself, I'm sure you remember this quote, "We had to pass it to see what was in it." You know, we've been talking for weeks now about what's in our bill, so I think that's pretty unfair.
So do you think it'll pass?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I can't give you an opinion on that until I see what the final bill will look like. You know, we're looking at it very closely and tearing it apart. You know, but I do believe we need to get people out from under Obamacare, which is going to crash on its own. It's not going to exist if we do nothing. So, you know, there may be parts of this that some people don't like. But that, you know, doesn't mean that we can't make it better.
One more question, Congressman. Senator John McCain has called for a special committee to review the Trump campaign's connections to Russia because he says the House Intelligence Committee has lost credibility after its chairman, Devin Nunes, went to the White House yesterday to brief the president before members of his own committee about evidence of surveillance. Do you agree with that?
You know, I'd have to look at it closer. I mean, I have some concerns being a member of the president's transition team. I'm troubled by the news itself of what may have gone on. So I'm going to look at that very closely.
That's Lou Barletta, Republican congressman from Pennsylvania. Congressman, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.